You're listening to an episode of Our Delaware Valley. I'm your host, Marcus Goldman. With me today is Leslie Hickman. She is the Chief Officer of Revenue and SEPTA Key Spokesperson for SEPTA, and she is here to talk about many things that are happening in the world of SEPTA, things that you need to be aware of, and you should be taking advantage of what SEPTA has to offer and how easy it is to get around the city with SEPTA. Leslie, thank you very much for stopping by to chat about so many SEPTA things today.
Well, thank you. I'm anxious to chat about SEPTA things with you.
I figured you were. You like talking about SEPTA things, and we will talk about many SEPTA things throughout this program. Before we get started talking about what's going on in the world of SEPTA, do you want to give a background on yourself, how you started working at SEPTA and moved yourself up the ranks to where you are now?
Well, I'm going to start out that SEPTA is probably one of the finest employers in the region, and we're always looking to hire new people. So anybody that's listening, if you're looking for a great job with great employment opportunities and terrific benefits and wonderful coworkers, go to SEPTA.org and check out what we have to offer, particularly if you're a skilled craftsperson. We're looking for folks that are painters and welders and electricians. Always looking for bus drivers, so we'll encourage folks to come and apply at SEPTA. But I started in SEPTA in 1982 and had many opportunities to. I started out in the shops, in our rail shops. I was a bookkeeper and moved my way up the ranks and was able to move from rail vehicle shops to administrative positions. I moved into Broad Street Subway and Market Frankfurt Line. I was in charge there for 16, 17 years. Operators, cashiers, cleaners, painters, plumbers, millwrights, really taking care of the cleanliness, the operation, and the fare collection. And then I was given an opportunity to move out to the suburban operations, Norristown High Speed Line, Meaty Sharon Hill lines, and all of the bus operations in the suburban world, as well as the 90 buses that come out of Frontier. And then I got an opportunity to move over SEPTA Key and SEPTA Revenue Operations. And here I am.
Have you ever driven a bus, a subway, a train car, any of that during your years at
in
SEPTA?
Revenue service? No. I've had opportunities to ride them in the yards to get qualified on the high-speed equipment. Not a bus. I have driven a bus, and it's not my forte for sure. I have a lot of respect.
Yeah, you got to be skilled. We take the bus to Bala Cynwyd from 69th Street because it's the easiest way to get to the radio station when my son and I ride public transit. And the bus drivers have mad skills.
They do.
They really do. To navigate through the narrow streets of the city the way they do, they have mad skills.
I was raised in South Philly and always amazed by how the operators who navigate those narrow streets and the traffic and the stop sign and the double parked vehicles. Our bus drivers are aces. They do an incredible job, and we're proud to have them every day come into work and serve the customer.
And they do great when it's icy, rainy, and in the bad weather as well, because some of those hilly city streets are brutal when the weather gets bad.
Manion can be tough.
Oh, yeah. So
Chestnut Hill.
Yeah. Do you want to give out the website, the social media information, as well as the phone number, and then we'll jump into the conversation?
Sure. Our SEPTA customer service number is 215-580-7800. We have quite a staff of customer service agents who can answer just about any question over the phone, or you can send us in an email. We also have a core group of social media. They're social media experts. And they occupy a room about the size that we're sitting in right now. And they tweet and they reach out to our customers. They don't wait for questions to come into them. If you're our regular communicator through our social media site, they reach out to you in the morning. Say, hey, Marcus, how's things going this morning? How's your commute making out? And it's really proven to be a standard setter for the market.
Yeah, they do a great job. I mean, even when it's something as simple as the R5 is running 22 minutes late, mm-hmm. they know.
They
let you know.
They do.
And so that makes it easier if you're going, where the heck is my train? I'm waiting for my train. Where is it? And you
it
look at social media
options.
And boom, yeah. The job that social media does with SEPTA is fantastic. You're here to talk about many other things. Like, I think there is a new addition to the key card. You're expanding it to regional rail zones 1 and 2. In May.
We are. As a matter of fact, they're going to join those customers who are Zone 1 and Zone 2 legacy pass holders. That's the paper pass. It's the paper pass. Customers will have an option to join the Zones 3 and 4 riders who have already moved over to the key card. So the customers who are, there's about 60 stations that are in zones 1 and 2. And customers have an option. They can stay with the legacy media. A lot of our customers get their passes through pre-tax benefits through their employer. They'll stay with their paper passes for just a little while longer. But we've been out in the stations with the SEPTA Key Mobile truck selling key cards to our customers.
The green card.
The green card. It's a contactless chip. It's reloadable. It's reusable. And it is replaceable. Unlike this paper pass, when you lose that, it's gone for good. When you lose your key card, if it's registered, big deal, registering that card. If it's registered, you get it replaced.
Yep. Yeah, and the other card that you're talking about is easy to leave in your pocket and get washed. That's an easy one to get washed. So
I know, tell you've had that happen a few times.
I've done that with daily passes, like those zone passes where I've left them in after riding SEPTA. Yes, the one-day passes. I think they used to have the Franklin Pass back in the day.
Back in the day.
Yeah, and they stopped doing that 3 or 4 years ago.
Now we have the Independence Pass for the railroad riders.
Many different programs. Do you want to talk about all these different little passes that people can purchase if they're regular or somewhat or semi-regular users, this way that every time they don't go, they don't have to stop and go through the whole process?
With SEPTA Key, our Zone 1 and 2 riders can purchase their key card either off the key truck in their home station, if it happens to be going there, or in Center City, they can buy their key card from any of our sales outlets or in any of the 4 Center City stations. That would be the regional rail stations at 30th Street, Suburban, Temple, or Jefferson. They can buy a key card for $4.95 and put a monthly pass on their key card. That started on Saturday, the 20th of April, for May 1st. On May 1st, customers who are weekly pass holders and want to join the key program in Zones 1 and 2 can add the product, the weekly pass, to their key card and then use it starting May 6th. So they can tap and go just like the Zone 3 and 4 customers. I think we have about 2,200 customers in Zones 3 and 4 who have moved to the key card. So after you buy it the first time, you never have to stand in line again.
And if I'm not mistaken, the first time you purchase it, there's the $5 refund
when you do it.
So it goes right back into credit so that you get those extra couple of rides right off the
Absolutely.
Bat.
If you're a transit user. So let me explain that to you. If you're getting a key card, it costs $4.95. And if you register that card within 30 days, that $4.95 is put back in your travel wallet. That travel wallet, if you're a transit rider, can be used for one or two rides, actually two rides and a transfer. It can be used. Or you can use that money if you're a pass holder and you don't use travel wallet at all. That money can be credited. Say the weekly pass is $25, $25.50. You can use that $4.95 as a credit against the purchase of that transit pass, so you would only owe $20 instead of $25. It's a nice perk, but what it mostly functions as a way for our customers to protect their travel investment. We want our customers to protect their travel dollars because every dollar counts, and we want our customers to enjoy that benefit. Plus, when you register, you get a lot of perks. One of those perks is you can automatically reload. It's like an easy pass. You can set it up. You can sit at home, add a credit card or a checking account option for us to go in and take that money out at your designated time, whether it's a weekly or monthly pass.
You can do a monthly like $30, $40, whatever, you depending on how much you ride, so you can budget that way.
Exactly. If you're a travel wallet user, travel wallet isn't open on the railroad yet, on regional rail. It is fully functional on the city side, so the transit rider can realize that benefit of the token rate or the transfer rate when they can use their travel wallet.
Are you planning on getting the travel wallet over to the regional rail?
We absolutely are planning to get that open this year. We want to finish rolling out the railroad this year, and that's a big function because that really will replace, on the city side, the travel wallet sort of replaced the transfer and the token. On the regional rail side, the travel wallet will replace that individual ticket that people stand in line to buy.
Again, that's a lot of paper that's not being wasted now because you have the plastic key card that's replaceable if you lose it, so you don't have to deal with the paper card every single time you go to SEPTA.
In addition, if you see there's a lot of cards on the desk in front of you, the key card is one card for all services, so you'll be able to use it on the railroad, the same card you tap on the railroad validators, you tap on the bus validator, you tap on a turnstile. One card for everything, making seamless travel.
I can't argue with you. I love it. I've been a SEPTA rider since we've lived on the Philadelphia side.
Have you tried the new website? website?
I have not checked the new website out. I will check it out.
It's
not like to play with it. I've looked at it, but I haven't fiddled with it.
It is a vast improvement over the existing website. It is a beta site. It's beta.septickey.org. And anyone that's listening, and including yourself, if you want to go check it out, if you haven't registered your card, register your card under that site. Check out all of the benefits that are offered to you through that new site. And we want to hear your feedback. If there's more things you want changed, we want you to let us know.
Now, if you're already registered at SEPTA with your card, is it automatically transfer over to the beta site, or do you have to re-register?
It's registered already. Once registered, you're registered unless your card expires, which it does. Our cards have an expiration date, and we have some cards that are going to start expiring in July of 2019, but we're going to send out some information about that starting in May about what our customers are supposed to do to transfer any balance they have from their existing card to a new card.
Again, with me is Leslie Hickman. She is the Chief Officer of Revenue, and she is the SEPTA-Key spokesperson for SEPTA, and she is here to talk about not only the SEPTA-Key expanding to the regional rail zones 1 and 2 this upcoming May, but she's also here to talk about the many benefits that SEPTA has to offer. People love their cars. They do. That's a fact. We know that. How do you convince them that this is an easier, maybe even more efficient way to travel in and out of the city for pleasure or even work?
Now, I am a regional rail customer, plus I also move to the city services when it is convenient or more convenient for me. When I'm leaving Center City and I'm going from Suburban Station and I'm coming out that hill and I'm going into 30th Street Station as my train is going to head further out into the suburbs, and I look over to my right, and underneath of that bridge coming out of Suburban Station into 30th Street is a parking lot that we call the Schuylkill Expressway. Nice. And that is bumper to bumper from 3:30 to 6:30 every single night. Not with the trains. I am home. My husband drives, and he works up in the Northeast, and we live out near the airport. We leave work at the same time at 5:30. It takes my husband an hour and a half to come from the Northeast to get to our house, and it's all highway. He doesn't do any back road driving. It takes me 40 minutes door to door. That's convenience. That's good quality service. Someone else is doing the driving. You can do your work when you're going. You can talk to your family. You can text your kids. What are you doing? Is the house clean? When you're driving, you can't do that. Has the dog been walked? That's a big question I ask all the time. Has the dog been walked? It is convenient. It is sustainable. It is environmentally friendly. It allows people to have more than sitting behind a steering wheel. And we're part partners with cars. People drive to our stations, and we respect that, you know, for that last mile.
Oh, yeah.
But going with SEPTA is the cleaner, smarter, more efficient way to travel. And it is more economical than driving your car. When you come into Center City and you want to park, if it's during a weekday normal commute, parking can cost up to $35 for the day. For most of our customers, $25 gets you a weekly pass with 54 rides on that pass. With the parking lot, you get one day for $35. We respect the car, but we want people to move efficiently through the city. And taking the L and the subway and our bus system and our bus network, which is far-reaching. Our customers have, you know, given a vote of confidence on our ability. We were even talking about your travel patterns. Yeah. It is the efficient way to go, but it's also environmentally friendly and wallet-friendly.
It definitely is, because we take the Northtown Speed Line. We pop the L into the city, and it's only 20, 25 minutes to get into Center City from 69th Street.
Mm-hmm.
And that really isn't that bad. And if you think about it, driving from the Havertown media area, that's 30, 35 minutes plus parking time. It takes me 5 minutes to get to 69th Street, 25 minutes to get into the city, maybe a 5 to 8 minute layover between Speed Line and L.
And if you're traveling with a companion or your son,
yes,
it really gives you that opportunity to connect.
Oh, no
doubt. Have a conversation. The radio's not blasting. You're not dodging traffic. You're not doing whatever it is you do behind the wheel of your car when someone doesn't exactly drive the way you want them to. You leave the driving to us, and you can have those conversations, and you can point out great things along the way. You get to enjoy the billboards on the Market Frankfurt line from 69th Street all the way into town. The side of the buildings that are all done up in really clever fashion to express love and commitment.
It's a fun way to get in and out of the city. And the city, as we know, has so much to offer. The history here is unbelievable. All the churches, all the museums, the walking tours, Reading Terminal Market, all the concert venues, all the jazz clubs. I mean, there's so much to do in this city. And at nighttime and on the weekends, SEPTA's a great way to get in and out of the city safely, especially if you like beverages.
Don't forget the sporting events and the concerts sporting events, down at NRG.
Absolutely. You can't forget the stadium.
The Broad Street line from Center City to NRG is 7 minutes. I defy anyone, whether you're running, biking, or walking, or driving in a car, to get from City Hall Station to NRG in 7 minutes. You can't do it at midnight.
Nope. True that.
Here's a perk that many people don't know about down at the stadium areas. If you show your key card at many of the restaurants in the stadium area or in the stadiums themselves, you get discounts.
What?
Just by showing your card. If you go to iSEPTAPhilly.com, it'll list all of the perks that are associated with your key card. Merchandise, food, Phillies tickets.
I think you're going to have to give that website out again.
It's iSEPTAPhilly.com. If you just show your key card, you get another benefit. Aside from just riding from City Hall to NRG in seven minutes.
Excellent. Do you want to give out the website, the social media information, the phone number again so that people can get more information about taking advantage of SEPTA?
Not only to get more information, but at our beta site, beta.septakey.org, we want to get your feedback on what you think about the website. And our customer service line is 215-580-7800. You can also give us feedback at that number. There is also a number on the back of your key card. If you should have an issue or you have a question, it's the SEPTA Key Customer Call Center, and that number is 855-567-3782. Or, again, you can go to the beta site. It's in small print. You see, I had to put on my glasses to see that. It's also on top of all of our kiosks in our stations and in any package that you get for your key card. It has the SEPTA Key Customer Call Center number.
And how is SEPTA able to use a .org website?
Because we qualify as a 501c. We get funding through the state. We get funding through the federal government. We get funding through the city of Philadelphia. And we also get money from our riders. So that's how we have a .org. It has been .org for as long as there's been a dot. For people who don't have a key card, there's a few. I mean, there's 1.2 million key cards in circulation, but there are still some people who don't have a key card. We encourage you to get one. If you have tickets to more than two Phillies games, this is the way to go. But if you don't, when you buy a Quick Trip, that's the paper ticket that gets dispensed from the kiosk in all of our stations.
Yes.
Buy two. Don't buy one. Buy two. If you're going to a game or a concert down at NRG, buy them like you bought a two-pack. A two-pack of tokens, you would stick your money in the machine and it would drop out.
Yep.
And there'd be your trip down and your trip home. When you're at the kiosk, buy two, one for your trip down to the stadium and one for your trip home, because it can be quite daunting when 5,000 to 10,000 people are letting out of the stadium and you forgot to get your Quick Trip for your ride home. The trip ain't so quick if you don't have that Quick Trip
in
your hand.
Those lines get long.
Yes, and they do.
And when people are late at night,
the Eagles games were a challenge.
The machine, so. Absolutely. No, that's some great advice. I know you offer benefits for senior citizens and children up to a certain age, ride free as well. And I think you do a great program with the Philadelphia school children and college students
yes,
as
we
well.
Do. So let me talk about our seniors, because we love our seniors and our seniors love SEPTA.
Yeah.
We just had a great event on Valentine's Day that SEPTA showed some seniors some love. We had an event where we were getting customers, senior customers, to get their ID picture taken to get their SEPTA key card. We also gave away tickets to the flower show so they could use their new SEPTA key card to come down to the flower show. But there's 208,000 key cards in circulation. Seniors, 208,000 seniors have moved over to the key card, not only from our location, but local state legislators take pictures in their offices and they send SEPTA the pictures. And then we send the senior card to the senior for them to be able to use. SEPTA is free all the time for our seniors traveling in our service area, with the exception of the Jersey and Delaware travels. That's just a little bit pocket information that if you don't need it, you can know where to find it. That's at SEPTA.org. But 25 million rides seniors have taken on their SEPTA key card. It is.
That's awesome.
In a little under 2 years, that's a lot of rides by seniors. And we do enjoy having them. We also have another product for our customers with special needs who qualify for reduced fare. And they also come in, they bring their documentation, they get their picture taken. And if they qualify for the reduced fare card, they get a key card with their picture on it. And then when they ride, they only pay half fare. That's also supported through the state, which is a wonderful benefit for our seniors through the lottery and for our reduced fare customers through the date in the city of Philadelphia. And then for our kids, the city kids, they still have their swipe passes. They don't have any more tokens. They still have their, we call it legacy media. They still have their former paper passes, and we're working towards getting the school district. We've been working with the Philadelphia School District in order to incorporate these students into the Key program so they can tap and go as well.
Now, you said, I think that there are, 1.2 million Key cards out in circulation at the moment. Do you have a goal? Do you have an ideal amount that SEPTA would like to have?
Everybody in the listening area should have a Key card. It's good for 3 years. If you only use us to go to jury duty, you throw $20 on your Key card in the travel wallet and you can use it when you want to use it.
And if you don't use it for 3 years, then what happens?
Then you get a new card and we transfer the balance from one card to the next.
Gotcha. But do I, like, if I use it regularly, will I have to transfer to a new card in 3 years?
In 3 years? What is the expiration on the bottom of your Key card? Mine's looks like July of 22. But
422.
Over. 422. You got plenty of time.
Good.
But if it said 719 and you haven't registered your card yet, if anybody's listening, if you haven't registered your card, register it. Register it now because it'll make the transfer simpler when we put out information in May. We don't want people rushing to get their Key cards transferred over yet.
How would somebody register their Key card if they didn't have access to the web at home?
They can call. Call and we'll walk you through the process. We have a group of individuals that have been working with us since May of 2016, and they're our Key ambassadors. If you've seen them in any of our high-speed stations in the Broad Street or Market Street line, they have these bright yellow vests on and say, SEPTA Key, ask me.
Yes, they're the people right by the machines when you buy the tickets.
Exactly. They've been assisting our customers for the last 3 years on the transit side. We're starting to move them over now to the railroad since transit is virtually completed with respect to Key integration. We're moving those same people who have been through 3 years of helping our customers purchase on the transit side. Now they're going to move over to the 5 Center City rail stations and help those customers make those purchases at the fare kiosks that have been installed in the Center City Railroad stations.
Very nice.
They're going to be trained. They're going to be able to answer the questions. They're used to weekly and monthly passes on the transit side. Now they're going to move to another style of pass, if you will.
Is SEPTA currently hiring for the yellow vest positions?
We're always hiring. So if people are interested, they can, again, make a phone call to 580-7800, and that information will get to my group, and we'll pass them through to the folks that do the hiring.
And you said that there are other employment opportunities, bus drivers, mechanic, et cetera.
Correct. Buildings trades. Buildings trades is one of the areas that we're really making a concerted push to get people who are electricians, plumbers, painters, carpenters. SEPTA is a microcosm of a large pool of opportunity, if you will. There's virtually any job that you can get in any hospital. We have doctors, we have lawyers, we have nurses, we have professional painters and the building trades folks, the power department people, engineers, whether locomotive or electrical, mechanical engineers. The opportunities really are endless. There's 9,600 employees, and I'm going to guess about 300 to 400 classifications of jobs that people can take a look at, come in and apply for. We're always looking for people to come into the company and participate in what we do for the region.
Again, with me is Leslie Hickman. She is the Chief Officer of Revenue at SEPTA, as well as a SEPTA Key spokesperson. She is here to talk about not only the expanding of the SEPTA Key card to regional rail zones 1 and 2 this upcoming May, but there's a beta website that's new that she has told us about. She'll hit that beta website again for you to check out. How to get a SEPTA Key card and so much more. Do you want to give out the website, the phone number, the social media information again, the beta information?
Sure. SEPTA Key customer call center number is 855-567-3782. The beta site is beta.septakey.org. Also, iSEPTAPhilly.com. Lots of information about SEPTA Key on the website, plus the perks that come with having the card. Again, encouraging people, check out that website. We really, that's probably one of the biggest things that I think one of the things that has impressed me most about the way that the team has managed this project. We are listening to our customers. Now, our customers tell us that there's a problem, there's an improvement that needs to be made. For example, on the screens on the kiosks, on the fare devices, People were saying, this doesn't make sense. You need to do an improvement here. The logic on this doesn't think the way a customer thinks. And we changed it based on the feedback we got from our customers. Our customers told us that $10 to put in the travel wallet as a minimum was too much. And we lowered it to $5. And we then saw a spike in the number of people that moved to the key card. If customers can give us good feedback on ways to improve the website, it won't be beta any longer. It is going to be the permanent website. So we want to know what you think needs to be improved, changed, modified, and we'll review those and incorporate them in ways that we can. But we're always looking to improve the system. We are always looking and listening to our customers for guidance.
You've made it very easy for the SEPTA riders to give feedback to you.
As a matter of fact, even on our SEPTA.org website, there's a way for customers to give us feedback, and that it's called Veritas. That is our truth teller. And customers tell us sometimes the truth isn't always easy to read, but it's always important that we see what our customer experience is so that we can always work to improve that customer experience. That is the hinge point, the linchpin of our organization. Without the customer, we don't exist. And if the customer doesn't have faith in us, if they don't trust us, if they don't ride us, we're not there. So we've been around forever. I hope we are here for another 50 years. And people who are listening to you right now are paying attention that there are opportunities at SEPTA. We need the next generation of employees to come in to give the next generation of service to our riders. I've used the analogy going from the token to the key card is like going from crayons to perfume, you know? I mean, it's just an expansive move, and it was a big cultural shift for our customers. The same with the paper pass for our regional rail riders. It is a huge move, and we've been rolling out the program slowly, hoping to give people an opportunity to adjust, to adapt, and to learn how to say, okay, I can do this. It's not that bad. I forgot to talk about this. We have a new app that at the end of May, if customers haven't gotten the SEPTA app, just go on to the Apple Store. It's a free app. It's there for Apple or iPhone users as well as Samsung. That app allows customers, say you're a 103 rider, okay, or you're a Route 100 rider, you can select your favorite routes. It'll tell you whether your route is on time or what time your next bus will be or your next Norristown High Speed Line car will be. What station is that now? And so it provides you real-time travel information. At the end of May, it's going to provide you real-time key card information. What's in your wallet?
Yeah.
It will be there. It will tell you how many rides you have left. It'll tell you how much money's left in your travel wallet. It'll tell you when your card, what if you need to put a new weekly or a monthly pass, and that has been auto-loaded onto your account. But you do need to register your card for it to show up, but it'll always be there in the background. It's new and improved, and we're really excited. Our information, our IT group has really done one heck of a job getting this new site into a really impressive format that our customers are going to find easy to use and I think very useful for their daily travels.
If I'm not mistaken, using the key card, you offer the dollar transfer with the key card.
Customers, all of your travel requirements, whether it's a weekly pass or pay-as-you-go transactions, you get the best value if that product or if that money is on your key card. If not, you know, you're a cash-paying customer, and that, of course, means that you're not paying $2, which you pay for your first ride using the travel wallet. You'll be paying $2.50, and there's no reason to do that. When you can pay, the best value is from the travel wallet. And if you don't have the money in your travel wallet, you're not going to get the benefit of the transfer, which is only a dollar. So if you throw $5 in there, you get two rides and a transfer.
And before we wrap it up, Leslie, is there anything else we failed to mention? Anything else we need to go over and discuss?
I think we got it all.
Think we got it all?
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Well, thank you very much for stopping by to talk about SEPTA, Leslie. It was awesome.
It was my pleasure, actually. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you. You just listened to another episode of Our Delaware Valley. I'm your host, Marcus Goldman. If you would like more information about SEPTA or anything Our Delaware Valley related, all you got to do is email me, marcus.goldman@bbgi.com. Again, thank you very much for taking the time to listen. Enjoy your Sunday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.